输的难打那把这家那人家那Ya shoda nandana braja jana ranjana Jamuna tiravana chari Jamuna tiravana chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pari Rajakacharya Astaparishaka Sri Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhai Charnaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pari Rajakacharya Astaparishaka Sri Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur Srila Prabhupada ki jai Srila Nama Charja Haridas Thakur ki jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai Prem Sakho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shamakund Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Sri Sri Gaurani Thai Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru, Sri Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shmadabhaktivedanta Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shmadabhaktivedanta Swami Namne. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharne Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paschadeshtare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottamam Devim saraswatim vyasam Tato jayamudirayat Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nanda Gopakumaraya, Govindaya namo namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, chapters entitled Prithu Maharaja's Meeting with the Kumaras. Today we're reading text number 41. Please repeat after me. Maitreya Uvacha. Sa evam Brahmaputrena Kumarenatma Medhasa Darshitatma Gati Samyak Prashosyo Vachatam Nripaha Maitreya Uvacha Sa evam Brahmaputrena Kumarenatma Medhasa Darshitatma Gati Samyak Prashasyo Vachatam Nipaha Maitreya Uvacha Sa evam Brahmaputrena Kumarenatma Medhasa Darshitatma Gati Samyak Prashosya Vachatam Nripaha. Please chant. Maitreya Vacha. Sa evam Brahmaputrena. Kumarenatma Medhasa. Darshitatma Gati Samyak. Prashosya Vachatam Nripaha. Maitreya Uvacha. Sa evam Brahmaputrena. Kumarenatma Medhasa. Darshitatma Gati Samyak. Prashosya Vachatam Nripaha. Maitreya Uvacha Sa evam Brahmaputrena Kumarenatma Medhasa Darshitatma Gati Samyak Prashosya Vachatam Nripaha. Matajis. Maitreya Uvacha. The great sage Maitreya said, Saha, the king, evam, thus, Brahmaputrena, by the son of Lord Brahma, Kumarena, by one of the Kumaras, Atmamedasa, well-versed, in spiritual knowledge, darshita, being shown, atmagatihi, spiritual advancement, samyak, completely, prashasya, worshipping, uvacha, said, tam, unto him,
Nripaha, the King. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, being thus enlightened in complete spiritual knowledge by the son of Brahma, one of the Kumaras, who was complete in spiritual knowledge, the king worshipped them in the following words. Please repeat after me. The great sage Maitreya continued, being thus enlightened in complete spiritual knowledge by the son of Brahma, one of the Kumaras, who was complete in spiritual knowledge, the king worshipped them in the following words. Purport. In this verse, the word Atma Medasa is commented upon by Sripad Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who says that Atmani means unto Lord Krishna, Paramatmani. Lord Krishna is Paramatma, Ishvara Parama Krishna, from Brahma Samhita 15.1. Therefore, one whose mind is acting fully in Krishna consciousness is called Atma Medaha. This may be contrasted to the word Griha Medhi, which refers to one whose brain is always engrossed with thoughts of material activities. The Atma Medaha is always thinking of Krishna's activities in Krishna consciousness. Since Sanat Kumar, who was a son of Lord Brahma, was fully Krishna conscious, he could point out the path of spiritual advancement. The word Atmagati refers to that path of activities by which one can make progress in understanding Krishna. Maitreya Uvacha Sa evam Brahmaputrena Kumare Natma Medasa Darshitatma Gati Samyak Prashasyovachatam Nirbaha. Om Ajnana Tremandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pradamami Hari Priye. Vancha kalpa chubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. So it is my great good fortune, may bahut bhagyavan hum, to be here this morning in Govardhan Eco Village, Haribol, Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Mandir. Actually, in Govardhan Eco Village, there are many mandirs. So when I received the notice of my Bhagavatam class, I also received the venue where I have to give the class here in Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Mandir. Very beautiful environment. And the devotees present here today are making the environment even more beautiful. Once Srila Prabhupada was in New Vrindavan and he was touring the construction site of Srila Prabhupada's Palace of Gold, which was being worked on so hard by so many devotees with so much love and devotion. One of the devotees with Srila Prabhupada inquired, said, Srila Prabhupada, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the palaces are illuminated with gems and jewels. Srila Prabhupada, can we illuminate your palace of gold with gems and jewels? Should we bring gems and jewels? And Srila Prabhupada said, my disciples are my jewels, and they will illuminate the entire world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So it is very much my honor and my privilege to be in the presence of so many great gem-like and jewel-like devotees who are illuminating the world today. I especially like to express my gratitude to His Holiness Kavi Chandra Swami Maharaj for blessing us with his association. That illumination of his gem and jewel-like quality, which is permeating the entire world with a beautiful fragrance and light. So we're very fortunate today, and I seek his blessings that I can speak something on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification, as well as the blessings of all the devotees that are present today. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the fourth canto, 22nd chapter, entitled Prithu Maharaj's Meeting with the Kumaras, we're hearing the wonderful instructions of Sanat Kumar to Prithu Maharaj. And Sanat Kumar is just concluding all his wonderful instructions, which is just a plethora of great transcendental knowledge that is being bestowed. The essence of Krishna consciousness, the qualities of the pure devotee, the essence of Krishna bhakti have just been bestowed upon Prithu Maharaj. And in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada is stressing what is real intelligence. real intelligence, Atma Medasa. The Medasaha, Medasaha means good intelligence or intelligence. And the prefix Atma Medasaha means what kind of intelligence. So Atma Medasaha means intelligence about the Atma, about the soul. And that is the most important form of intelligence. And Srila Prabhupada contrasts that in the purport today with Griha Medasaha, which means the intelligence on how to eat nicely, sleep nicely, mate nicely, and defend nicely, all these animal propensities. So the main topic that we're discussing today is the topic of Medasaha, the topic of intelligence. Now, I was in Sri Sri Radharas Bihari Mandir last week, and after one Srimad Bhagavatam class, I had a discussion. I was very blessed and fortunate to have the associate with one devotee named His Grace Krishna Bhajan Prabhu. Maybe some of you know him. He's a very scholarly devotee, has a great taste for hearing and chanting and studying Srimad Bhagavatam. And at this time, he shared with me that actually there are five different kinds of intelligence, Medasaha, mentioned in the scriptures. Of course, there are many different varieties, but he was specifically discussing a hierarchy of these five particular types of intelligence. And I'd just like to share that discussion with you today. Would you like to hear this? Hanibol. So we'll go from zero to hero. Okay, from zero intelligence to the best intelligence. Zero to hero. So zero intelligence is discussed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 24. 724. Avyaktam vyaktim apanam manyate mam abudhayaha param bhavam ajananto mamavyayam anutamam. Unintelligent men who do not know me perfectly think that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was impersonal before and have now assumed this personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is imperishable and supreme. So this is the zero intelligence, the intelligence of the impersonalists. They think that Krishna was impersonal and somehow assumed a personal form. But also elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratistaham, we hear that Brahman is resting upon Krishna, Krishna's form. So this is the lowest form of intelligence. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, imperishable and supreme. So this was one of the main, and is one of the main parts of Srila Prabhupada's mission, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachar Desha Tarane, to eliminate the impersonalism and the voidism throughout the world, and especially the Western countries. But the whole world should be free from this contamination of impersonalism, that we think that impersonal realization is greater than the personal realization. But Krishna explains it also in the 12th chapter that if one tries to attain perfection through the impersonal means, it's just troublesome and difficult. And one should not be under the illusion that the impersonal realization is the highest. So those that think impersonal realization is the highest, they have the lowest form of intelligence, actually the zero intelligence. So let's move on from zero, now chota, torah, little intelligence. This is a very famous verse, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 23. Antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavatyalpamedasam devan deva yajo yanti mad bhakta yanti mamapi. Men of small intelligence, alpamedasam, alpa means chota, small, alpamedasam. Again, this word medasam is used just like we're hearing in today's verse. So alpamedasam, men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Whatever benefits one gains by worshiping the demigods, they're here today and gone tomorrow. They're limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, but my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. So not only the benefits are limited and temporary, but the gati, the destination, is also a temporary destination. Abrahma bhuvana loke punar arvartino juna mamupetya tukanteya punar janmana vidyate. But Krishna explains in the 8th chapter, text 16, that one who goes to my abode never returns to this place again. So that is why people who worship the demigods are referred to by Krishna as alpamedasam. They may get some nice house, they may get a color TV, they may get a house by the sea, Jai Jagadish Hari. These things, they're lost at the time of death. The great musician Jimi Hendrix was singing about the sand castles on the bank of the ocean. People build their sand castles, and then the ocean, the waves of time come in. And wash away the sandcastle. So these people who put their faith in the material objects of these worlds, they're just building those sandcastles on the bank of the ocean, and they'll just be washed away by the waves of time. And therefore, they're referred to by Sri Krishna as alpamedasam. So this is small intelligence. So next, we come to the next level of intelligence. He has intelligence, but it's an impure intelligence. Intelligence is there, but it's impure. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, second chapter, text number 32. 10:2:32. Yena ravindaksha vimukta maninas tvayasta bhavat avishuddha buddhayah arunya kritrena paramparam tata patantyado najuta yushmadangrah. So avishuddha buddhayah, it's shud means pure, and avishud means impure. So it's impure intelligence. Someone may say that aside from devotees who always seek shelter at the Lord's lotus feet, there are those who are not devotees, but who have accepted different processes for attaining salvation. What happens to them? In answer to this question, Lord Brahma and the other demigods said, O lotus-eyed Lord, although non-devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. They fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for your lotus feet. So these are those yogis and these impersonalists that may attain some level of Brahman realization, and they may merge for some time or in the impersonal Brahman, but ultimately there's no satisfaction there, and they may return back to this material world, this bhautik jagat, and resume materialistic activities. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of those impersonalist sannyasis, and they take up some mundane welfare work of building hospitals and opening mundane schools and this kind of thing. They're avashuddha buddhayaha. Their intelligence is impure. And because they have no attraction for the Lord's lotus feet, they cannot sustain their whatever level of realization they have. They cannot sustain because there's no attraction to the Lord's lotus feet. We have to either have Maya or Krishna. We cannot have, there's no other choice. And in order to have Krishna, we need that higher taste. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtvanavartate. We need that higher taste to be situated in full realization, in full intelligence. And this brings us to the highest form of pure intelligence, which is mentioned. Oh, actually, we have two more platforms. We come now to pure intelligence, and then we come to the highest, purest intelligence. So pure intelligence is mentioned, Bhagavad Gita 4:18. Karmanya karmaya pasyad akarmani cha karmaya sabudhiman manirishu sayukta krishna karmakrit. One who sees inaction in action and action in inaction is intelligent. Here Krishna is declaring this is intelligence, buddha. This is real intelligence. Sa buddhaman manareshu. This is an intelligent man. This is real intelligence. One who sees inaction in action and action in inaction is intelligent among men. And he is in the transcendental position, although engaged in all sorts of activities. So the activities between and someone with avashuddha buddhaha, with contaminated intelligence, he's performing activities. But here we see that a person who has this buddhaman mana yeshu, who's intelligent, the activities are similar, but the consciousness is different. So then Rupa Goswami, he says that anasaktasya vinshayan yatarham upayunjataha nirbande krishna sambande yuktam vairagyam uchate. He says one can engage in activities, one can utilize the things of this world, but they should be engaged in connection, in conjunction with Krishna. So this is the Krishna sambande, the relationship with Krishna. So one who has real intelligence, he sees that relationship with Krishna, and he sees he can do all sorts of activities, and he sees that his action is actually inaction because he's acting for the pleasure of the Lord. He's performing devotional service. He's not getting connected with the modes of material nature. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samititayatan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So in this way, he's above the modes of material nature. Now we come to Sumedasaha, the topmost intelligence. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text Number 32. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. This is the person with Sumedasaha, the really good intelligence. The prefix Su means very, very much. Su. Superman, the super intelligence. Super intelligence. Sumedasaha. So such a person, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam, he's engaged in the worship of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not blackish but has a golden complexion. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam, Sango Pangastra Parshadam, who's come with his associates and his weapons, his beauty, and most importantly, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he's brought this Harinam Sankirtan Yajna, which is the Yuga Dharma, the Dharma for this age of Kali. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatiranyata. And Yajanti, those who know this, and those who do this, because this is not just armchair philosophy. We don't just discuss and say, oh, Sankirtan is the highest, but we also do it. We practice it in our lives. We perform the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this concludes the section of Sanat Kumar's presentation and instruction to King Prithu. And this is the highest conclusion, that such a Sumedasaha, or as we hear in the verse today, Atma Medasaha, understanding the Atma Gyan, the Atma Tattva, having the intelligence to know Jivera, Srupahoy, Krishnera, Nityadas, we're all eternally servants of Krishna. And utilizing this Atma, Medasaha, in performance of the Sumedasaha, the most intelligent activity, the loud chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we discussed five platforms of intelligence. We started with zero intelligence, the impersonalist, who had no conception, who thinks that the impersonal realization is higher than the personal realization. Then we discussed someone alpamedasa, someone worshiping demigods, just to try to get some limited and temporary material benefits. Then we discuss the next level, someone with the impure avishuddha buddha, with the impure intelligence, someone following the karma and gyan, trying to get some impersonal realization and try to merge into the supreme absolute, the supreme Brahman, but they cannot sustain that realization. They come back to this material activities. And then we started speaking about pure intelligence, one who sees action in inaction and inaction and action. He's intelligent among men and he becomes transcendental and performs devotional service. And then of course the highest platform, one who's Sumedasaha, one who's engaged in the Yuga Dharma, the worship of the Lord through the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or questions? There's a mic.
The last you said this Sumedasana. Which is the shloka you quoted for this?
The close shloka is Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text Number 32. This is the wonderful glorification of, or actually the revelation, revealing the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That he's a Gupta avatar, he's a Chana avatar, he's covered, but here in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see his presence. Krishna Varnam Twasha Krishnam. He's Krishna, but he's not blackish. He's golden complexion, and he teaches the Yuga Dharma. And this is the highest realization of Sumedasaha, the most intelligent person. Yes, Prabhu, can you hand the mic over there?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful class.
Hare Krishna.
You said number one, zero intelligence, and then again in the third, impure intelligence, but they are both like impersonalists, look like the same. So how we can differentiate?
Can you speak a little louder and a little slower?
Okay, in the first you said about zero intelligence.
First I said about?
Zero intelligence.
Zero intelligence, yes. So
they are also impersonalist.
They're impersonalists,
and
yes.
And third also you talk about impure intelligence. That is also impersonalist. So how we can differentiate?
Yeah, these. So your question is, what is the difference between the first shloka and the third shloka?
Yeah,
it's a good question. So let's examine this. We have avishuddha buddha. One is polluted intelligence. And in the first one, we have ajananto. They don't know. So ajananto means means zero. They don't know anything. Whereas in the third verse, they have avishuddha buddha. They know something, but it's contaminated. So then the question is, what is that something they know, and what is that contamination? O lotus-eyed Lord, non-devotees accept severe austerities. Well, at least they're doing some austerities and penances. If one does some austerity, if one does some penance, one may accidentally get some sukriti. He's at least taking some action in a good direction. Like there was a mouse living in the mandir in Vrindavan, Kartik time. Person offered the lamp, put the lamp down. The wind was blowing. The lamp was going to blow out. The mouse went close to the ghee and his tail caught on fire. So then the mouse died, but he got very good destination, leaving body in Vrindavan and offering his body as a ghee lamp to the Supreme Lord. So he it was agyata sukriti. He did not mean to do it, but he got some benefit. So similarly, these impersonalists who are engaged in austerities and penances, they may do something right. They may accidentally get some benefit. So that is a higher than just someone who's not knowing and inactive.
There is no mention of Mayavadi. They are saying the lowest, so how we can understand?
Can you speak a little louder?
There is no mention of Mayavadis. They are even at lowest stage. Why there is no mention of Mayavadis?
Yeah, these Mayavadis could also, I believe Mayavadis could also be considered in that first category, because they think that the impersonal is higher than the personal. So in order for the personal to manifest, then the impersonal must be covered by some kind of maya to become personal. So they think maya is higher than the personal form. So mayavadis, I believe, could also be part of that first category of the zero intelligence, ajanantu. Thank you. Thank you for bringing this up. Thank you for bringing it up. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments? Yes, in the back over there, please hand the mic.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, you said fifth point is Sumedhasa. And in that, you glorify the holy name and everything.
Yeah.
So, now the situation is like, our situation is like, we want to do Nagar Sankirtan and Kirtan, a lot of Kirtan to the so many villages and so many things. But because of the management and because of so many engagements, we could not do that. So what is the way to do this?
So thank you for your question. Let me see if I understand your question properly. You're saying that you have strong desire to do Nagar Sankirtan in all the towns and villages surrounding Govardhan Eco Village. But due to circumstances, some perhaps managemental considerations or other considerations, you're finding some obstacles and challenges in your way. So what to do? Is that correct? Yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. So, coming up from September 17 to September 23, we have the GBC-promoted ISKCON Kirtan Ministry presenting World Holy Name Festival. Hari Bol. So this is 1 week where we're encouraged to go on a Harinam Sankirtan marathon. Like in December, there's a Prabhupada book marathon. So September 17 to September 23rd is the Harinam Sankirtan marathon. And the ISKCON Kirtan Ministry, of which I'm one of the members, we're doing our level best to try to encourage all the managers all over the world to take advantage of this 1 week's time, at least 1 week, and go out and do as much Nagar Sankirtan as possible. This year, we're calling it Fresh Air Kirtan, because in COVID time, a lot of people sitting inside, that's the most dangerous place to sit inside because everyone's breathing on everyone else. If you go outside in the fresh air, you get nice fresh air, and you can fill up your lungs and loudly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So you can prepare, get ready for this World Holy Name Festival, and try to go out every day for fresh air kirtans. Will that be helpful for you?
Okay, Maharaj.
Okay, good. Thank you, thank you. Hare Krishna. Are there any other questions or comments? You want to say something, Maharaj, or are you just stretching? Yeah, Maharaj is going to share something with us.
Yajantihi Sumedasa, and those who have good intelligence, they will join the Sankirtan. So then we should assume that everybody who joins the Sankirtan has good intelligence, right? That they're the topmost intelligent people in the universe, anyone who comes in this movement, and because it's all the Sankirtan. If you're managing, that's also Sankirtan, because everything ultimately is. Like Prabhupada said, when there's a Madhu or the Indian Railroad, you keep the wheels turning. So how many people actually drive a train, you know? Or in a war, how many people actually on the battlefield compared to how many are behind cooking and making guns and, you know, all the other things, fixing the machines, building the machines. And so anybody devoted that's helping the Prabhupada's movement is most intelligent, has the best intelligence. So we should try to. They might not have the, you know, material intelligence like mine or yours, but that's not what we're looking for. Because everybody has, even materially, a different. I think Einstein said, if you judge a man's intelligence by who can climb the tree the best or something, then everyone has their own anyway. Thank you. Sumedhasa.
Yeah. So thank you, Maharaj, for giving us the broader vision of Sankirtan Yajna, which contains the entire, every aspect of this Sankirtan mission, from the book printing press devotees and the BBT and the cooks and the massage wallas and pujaris, and the mothers who are raising children in Krishna consciousness, and every aspect, those cleaning the temple room floor, and everything that's going on here in Krishna consciousness, the broad vision. Thank you for sharing, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Or kuch chahiye? Yes. Raja Hamsa Prabhu, could you say that again, please, in the mic?
Maharaj, thank you for nice class, wonderful class. Please share some glories of His Holiness Kavichandra Goswami Maharaj. This is also Sankirtan.
Well, we see that Srimad Bhagavatam is expressing the importance of Atmamedasaha, the intelligence understanding the soul. And it's very important that we have physical, personal examples of those personalities expressing and living their lives as an example of Atmamedasaha. So His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj has dedicated his life and soul to the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. And we see him utilizing every moment and every ounce of energy in the service of the Lord, which is very inspiring and purifying. He's a GBC member taking up responsibilities for overseeing centers in many different countries, including Japan. And he goes to Bali and different parts of Indonesia. And he goes to Israel. And he preaches in many different countries around the world. And he's very dedicated to the Sankirtan Yajna. He's mentioning it has a broad scope. But also, he personally sets the example of going out daily. He was last year, in New York City, going out every day for Harinam Sankirtan. Haribo! Personally going out for chanting, setting that example. I mean, there's those who are the support team, but there also needs to be the soldiers at the front. And Maharaj also, as a great general in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, and he leads from the front also. As well as he supports all the troops, he's very supportive of the devotees around the world. So he's a GBC, and he's a ISKCON guru. He has many disciples in different countries. He even goes to And he has many disciples there and all over the world. So disciples means care and time and personal sacrifice. And I see him. He's waking up this morning. He was up giving a Bhagavatam class at 3 o'clock in the morning for Japanese devotees. And he's done this many times. We've been together for the past 2 weeks, staying in Sri Sri Radharas Bihariji Mandir, staying next to each other. And I just observed, I always hear him speaking online, or he's just always active and engaged in Lord Krishna's service. So very, very blessed that we have his association here. Let us express our gratitude to Maharaj for his association by loudly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. Hare Krishna.